What we've developed, we've been able to share with our 16 partner schools, and we've specifically developed planning in a global way through the Global Learning Programme across all curricular areas. The Global Learning Programme is quite complex. It's a very good website, provides masses and masses of resources, which we've obviously shared with our partner schools. But what we have really focused on is how to create a simple plan using those global elements, which can be applied to any curricular area, and to get people thinking. So it's not just an add-on. Global learning is not an add-on. It becomes embedded in everything you do, because you start to think in a different way, you start to plan in a different way. And it's making, I think, the whole concept of learning more relevant. And all of that's been shared with our partner schools. Sharing of resources, sharing of and tapping into, for example, the Kendal Archives. We had one of the advisors come from the Kendal Archives and present a whole raft of material that could be used and how they could support history, but also linking it to global learning. We ourselves have used it. They did a fantastic Victorian Crime and Punishment workshop. They did a slavery workshop. And again, when we, for example, we did the slavery workshop, we linked that into human rights and social justice and all kinds of issues. And all of that material has been shared with our partner schools. And in fact, we're going to go on and continue, even though we've come to the end of our cycle, being the first cohort, the group is going to continue. We've also been able to point them in the direction of CDEC, which is the Cumbria Development Education Centre, and they provide very good resources, and again have come along to the meetings and supported people with resource provision, and helped them to sort of work out how they can develop these cross-curricular skills and ideas and concepts in history and geography that are really essential to grasp a full understanding of the Global Learning Programme and show them how relevant it is to today. Everybody's in the same boat at the moment, tackling the new curriculum. And rather than it just being a kind of, you know, academic process of we go through all these learning outcomes, we're trying to make it much more three-dimensional and more relevant, so that we pull in the whole Department for International Development Global Learning Programme and we marry and dovetail the two together. That's been the main focus of what I've been doing with the Global Learning Programme, working with the partner schools, two of which are our local secondaries, the Late School and John Ruskin. They've both been involved. And in fact, the Late School has now become an expert centre, and I'm going to support them with some work as well.